Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Financial Coach for You, Blog Talk Radio, where we promote you and your brand. We believe in collaboration, working together to help each other. To learn about who we are and what we do, visit us at www.fc4uonestopshop.com.
Hello, hello, hello. Good morning, and welcome to another episode. Today, we're going to talk about the Beach Cruisers Bike Club. The Beach Cruiser Bike Club is for ladies of all ages to come together to enjoy riding, laughter, fun, sisterhood, basically to be a blessing to others and the community. Today, I have the awesome privilege to interview Ms. Leigh Reed. Hi, Leigh. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
Wonderful, wonderful. And so I want to hear, I know my listening audience want to know more about the Beach Cruisers Bike Club, and you are the marketer, the promoter for the group. So tell us a little bit about the club, the bike club.
The Beach Cruisers Bike Club is just a community-based group of women who came together to ride bikes and promote love and unity, also to give back to our community at large.
And so I know this vision of the Bike Cruisers Bike Club had to come from somewhere. And I know Michelle Williams, she's supposed to join us today. I hope she is. But tell me about the vision of this young lady that wanted to start this Bike Cruisers, this Bike Club.
Michelle just wanted to get women together to start this group, to give women something to do in the downtime. This was birthed to her during the pandemic when everybody was on lockdown and in the house, and she was just thinking of ways that she can get people together just to promote love and life and to give back. And so she came up with the Beach Cruisers Bike Club, and it just took off from there. We have over 142 women in our group, and we just get together, ride, have picnics, and fun.
Wow. And so do you ride in any particular area, or how do you come up with the next ride?
We have monthly meetings with the members of our committee, and we just pick different areas of the community to have rides. We have any specific place that we ride at particularly. We have had rides at Pepper Park, J Street Pier. We did a ride in Emerald Hills, from the park to Greater Life Church for a birthday drive-by. We're also planning our next ride at El Toyon Park for our family fun barbecue. And that'll be
sounds
on
like
August
a lot
21st. It is a lot of fun.
Yes, August 23rd is the
it's
next ride.
It's a lot
ride.
Of fun. August 21st is our next ride / family fun day barbecue.
Oh, my goodness. And then, you know, when you think about the pandemic and everybody's just, you know, closed in, want to stay indoors, this is a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to just get out in the open air and just breathe a little bit. So so this group, is it a faith-based group or is it open to the general public?
This is not a faithful from all walks of life in our Beach Cruisers Bike Club. So definitely anybody is welcome to join, no matter what religion or denomination you come from. We're not restricting it to just faith-based. This is a community group. We want everybody to come out and be involved. We have women who haven't
That's
rode
awesome.
Bikes in over 60 years.
Wow, that
riding
is awesome. That is just wonderful. I know I have ridden joined you on a couple, several bike rides. And it's so much fun to just come out and just be free and bring your picnic lunch and everything. So I know there are some initiatives, like you have raised funds for some initiatives. Do you mind sharing what you have, what the company, or what the group has done, the organization has done in the past and plan on doing in the future?
Yeah, we've done it. Sorry to cut you off. Go right ahead.
No problem. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
We've done a couple of fundraisers since we started this Beach Cruisers Bike Club. Our first fundraiser was to donate money to the building fund at Greater Life Church, and we raised over $500 and presented a check to the church for that amount at their groundbreaking. We also have another fundraiser, which we'll be doing annually, and that is a scholarship fundraiser to one student who is attending college, and that is a $1,000 scholarship that we have raised. And our recipient this year is a young lady who happens to be my daughter. She's attending the UC Davis School of Medicine and pursuing her dream to become an OBGYN to help bridge the gap that Black women suffer from in the medical industry.
That is fabulous, fabulous. I love to see that this is just not a, you know, a bicycle club just to ride, but it has purpose, it has vision, it has, you know, raising funds for scholarship. Wow, that is amazing. That is amazing. So I have some callers here. Let me unmute caller. Last four, 2652, you are muted. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. This is actually the founder, Michelle Williams.
Wow. Welcome, Michelle. Welcome.
Hi, Michelle. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us. Yes, ma'am. So we were wondering what inspired you to join, to start this club?
Well, like Lay said, we were all stuck in the house in a pandemic, and I'm sure with that happening, because I was working from home, and it seemed like the walls was closing in. So I said to our president, Janet Chapman, I said, "Hey, you know what? I got an idea." And Jan is always right there when I have a bright idea. But this time I said, "We can buy some Beach Cruiser bikes." She looked at me and she said, "What? I haven't ridden a bike since I was like 13. I was like, "That's okay. Once you learn how to ride a bike, you'll never forget. Let's do it."
Exactly. Hesitating.
Right. Hesitating. She's like, "Oh, okay." You know, she's one of those friends that, "Okay, as long as it don't kill me, I got you."
So we started that way. I'm sorry to cut you off. So you just started by one bicycle at a time, right? You brought in your best girl, she's like, "Hey, got you. Let's do this." And now, when you started, was back in when? When did you start?
Actually, it was officially started on February the 3rd, which is my mother's birthday, who's been deceased over 35 years. So that's the official day. Our official ride is February 20th. Our first ride was February the 20th, and it was so awesome.
Wow, so you're telling me in 6 months you have over 140 riders and you're still growing. That is amazing. That is wonderful accomplishment.
Yes, because, you know, a lot is going on, and we just wanted to create something positive for ladies of all ages and all ethnicity, because we are all in this pandemic together, and we wanted to create some positive, a positive outlet. And, you know, why not be outside, and why not exercise, and then, you know, why not help somebody else along the way?
Exactly. And that's what it is all about. It's about helping each other, especially in the pandemic, and especially when you have people that are scared to go outside and do things. The air is the breeze is blowing, and everyone feels safe out there. And so what's the future? What do you see the Beach Cruisers Bike Club in a couple years from now?
Well, in a couple of years from now, I hope that we will create a nonprofit organization so that we can continue to grow and continue to make a difference in our community, and, you know, go on college scholarship funds so we can possibly help more than one college student that's being successful. You know, that's the goal, is to give back and to help others become their best self. And yeah, so that's what I see in a couple of years, creating a nonprofit so that we can receive grants and things to help our community to grow.
Well, you definitely have the foundation that is being laid. I know you have a group of women that's helping you, advise you on different things and different promotions and everything. So you have the committee already being formed. So I commend you on that. We do have a caller, last four digits, 9047. I am going to unmute your line. Do you have a comment or a question for Michelle or Leigh? 9047. Okay, what about 9530? I'm unmuting your line. 9530.
Hi, Leigh. No, this is Bonnie. I don't have a comment. That's my sister in Christ. I just happened to see it on Facebook. So I was tuning in. I'm also in the Beach Cruiser Bike Club. Love you, Leigh.
All right. Well, tell me how
love
is
you,
it?
Bonnie.
How can you encourage someone that hasn't ridden in a while to join the Beach Cruisers Bike Club? What can you say to them?
Get on it and just let it ride you. It was intimidating because we are all of a particular age. However, you know, if you don't try, you'll never know. But to me, the Beach Cruisers Bike Club is about sisterhood. You know, we get together, we ride bikes, we talk, we have lunch, and we share with each other. And it was founded in the middle of the pandemic, and when everyone was sitting at home, putting on those COVID pounds, and so, you know, and no one exercising because the gyms were shut down. But I found it to be very rewarding. I even encouraged my mom, who's 77, to come out and ride a bike, and she hadn't ridden one since probably elementary school, and she was even able to get on there. So
I
love it.
That's good, because once you learn to ride a bike, you can't ever forget how to ride a bike. You know, just get on there and just do it. Do it. That's awesome.
And,
well, thank you for calling in. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. So, Michelle, with all of these women that's getting together, young ladies, what's the youngest and what's the oldest or the most seasoned rider you've gotten?
Well, I believe that we had a member that was 83, and she's like, Ms. Doris, she's like, oh, I don't think this is for me. But Mother Dorothy, she actually physically, she rode that bike amazingly. So, she's about, like her daughter says, 77, I believe. And then the youngest, we have Legacy, who bring her little tricycle out there, and she's out there with us. So she's only, I believe, two or three.
Wow.
So it's all ages in between.
Well, that's encouraging. That's really encouraging. And it's great exercise. It's great exercise. It's easy on the knees and everything. Yes, ma'am. So I'm looking forward to interviewing you all more. Every time you have a ride coming, upcoming ride, I want to invite you all to just come out and share with the audience, you know, what you have going on so they can come out. It's open to everyone. Any last words, Leigh, Michelle?
I do have a last word.
Go ahead, Michelle.
Sorry, Leigh. I want to once again speak on August the 21st. It is a family where the riders bring their family, and we're going to have a barbecue. And also, we will be presenting our recipient of the scholarship fund, the check for $1,000. So it would be really nice if a lot of people would show up to that. Because we're, you know, that's an accomplishment for a small group like ours. We have 10 committee members, and we're actually making a big difference. And I'm sure Delia Wright will really appreciate it, but she'll appreciate it more if, you know, she sees a lot of people out there writing for her and celebrating
her. Yes, absolutely, absolutely. What a great accomplishment. And so with the barbecue, everybody bring a dish, or how are you going to coordinate that?
The committee is going to provide the meat, and everyone is going to bring their own sides.
Gotcha,
and,
Leigh,
you can
help
me out with that. I'm not sure what else we're going to do.
No problem. I got it. Yeah, so the Beach Cruiser Bike Club Committee will be providing the hamburgers and hot dogs, all of the plates and the utensils for this event. We're just asking that each family member bring their own sides to provide their family with something besides meat. We're not asking that dishes be shared during this time due to the COVID restrictions. So if people can just bring their own sides for their own family use, that will be perfect. We're also asking you to bring your spouses, your kids, your bikes, and your helmets. We'll be having games. We'll also have a 50-50 raffle. And like Michelle said, we'll be having our first annual college scholarship being presented to the recipient. So we just want everybody to come out for some family fun and exercise on August the 21st from noon to 5 p.m. at El Toyon Park.
And so is there an RSVP if someone wants to participate? Is there any information online that they can get in, so that we don't have thousands showing up?
We're asking that people RSVP to their family member who's in the bike club to RSVP to someone on the committee so that we can get a head count on that. Since this isn't a family and friends barbecue, we're just asking that the person directly associated with the bike club reach out to one of the committee members via Facebook or personal contact that they have.
Awesome. Well, sounds like fun. I can't wait to get back on my bike and join this festivity. It was a perfect time into. It was like the end of summer, beginning of school season. So I hope to see you ladies out there. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us, Ray.
All right. Have a blessed day, ladies.
Have a great day. You too.
Have
Bye-bye.
A great day, ladies. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Financial Coach for You, Blog Talk Radio, where we promote you and your brand. For more info, visit us at www.fc4u.com.